Asinibonge abantu abasha.
Thank you, young people.
Singaqhubeki nezwi lenkosi.
Before we open the word of the Lord,
ukuthi nithule kamnandi lesigamana esisihambile.
That for this time that we've already been here, you've been nicely quiet.
Futhi ngicela ukuthi nazi abantu abasha.
I would like you to know
ukuthi uma inkonzo iqhubeka bese kuyathuliswana kuculwa leloculo esizwile ngalo akubi kuhle ngoba ezinye inkonzo zizinkonzo eziqoshwayo noma inkonzo eziphuma nangomsakazo ezinye zenkonzo.
I just like to let you know that if we, while the service carries on, have to be quieted all the time, it's not good, because some of these services and devotions are recorded and some of them are even broadcasted over the radio.
Manje akube mnandi ke masikuzwakala lo bephambili esekhuza umsindo ukuthi hayi asithuleni umsindo kuye kube nje into engasemnandi ngoba manje ophambili akakwazi ukuqhubeka ezwe ukuthi kunomsindo. Ngisho umsindo wethu uyazwakala kuma recordings enziwayo nakulokho okuphumela ngaphandle.
And it's not good if the one who's in front always have to silence us, because what he says here in front goes out everywhere, even over the radio.
Ngiyabonga ukuthi sizokwenza lokho ngincome singakaqali ukuthi nizothula nithi do nilalele kahle inkonzo.
Thank you that you'll do this. Let me praise you already that during this service you'll be quiet.
Bese nginibingelela ke abantu abasha egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu.
And now we greet you young people in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Kuyintokozo kakhulu kuthina ukunibona nifikile.
And it's a joy to us to see you having come here to hear the word of God.
And it's
our prayer that when you go home,
kube noshintsho ezintweni mhlambe ebezingezinhle nezingathokozisi ebesikuzo. Sithi masibuyela emakhaya.
That there'll be a difference, maybe especially in the things that weren't good, that when we go home, they can see the work of God has been done. Before we carry on, let's pray once again.
Nkulunkulu wethu sesiyalivula izwi lakho siyacela ulibusise ulugcobe ngomoya wakho ingcwele.
Heavenly Father, we open your word now and we pray that you'll, Lord, bless it for us and anointed us with your Holy Spirit.
Khulume Nkosi nenhliziyo zethu.
And speak to our hearts, Lord.
Konke lokhu sikucela ngenxa yegama lakho.
And all this we ask in your name, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Sizoqhubeka nendaba yethu ebanzi. Ushilo omunye wabafowethu la athi indaba kaJosefa kuningi ongakukhuluma okuyiphethe okuyiqukethe. Kuningi kakhulu esingakhuluma ngakho ngendaba kaJosefa.
Now we are going to speak about a very wide matter that already been touched of. One who stood here said there's so much that can be said about Joseph and his life. It's a wide topic.
Indaba yethu sizoyithola lapha ku Genesis 37.
And what we read tonight we find in Genesis 37.
Siqale ku verse 5.
And we start reading from verse 5.
Genesis 37 from verse 5. Size sigcine ku 11 bese liwelela ngaphesheya ngizontshela ukuthi sizofunda
Genesis chapter 5 and we read until verse 11 and then we carry on and we say later where.
Genesis chapter 37.
Genesis 37 verse 5.
UJosefa waphupha iphupho balandisa lona abafowabo babelokhu bemzonda kakhulu.
Now Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him even more.
Wathi kubo ake nizwe leliphupho engiliphuphileyo. Bekani besibopha izithungo ensimini, nasoke isithungo sami sivuka sima. Nazoke izithungo zenu ziphahla zisiphahla zisikhothamela isithungo sami.
He said to them, "Here's a dream that I've dreamed. Behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and behold, my sheaf arose and stood upright. And behold, your sheaves gathered around it and bowed down to my sheaf."
Base bethi kuye abafowabo, "Impela uya kuba inkosi yethu, usibuse na." Bamzonda kakhulu kunakuqala ngenxa yephupho akhe namazwi akhe.
His brother said to him, "Are you indeed to reign over us? Or are you indeed to rule over us?" So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words.
Waphupha nelinye iphupho, wabalandisa lona abafowabo, wathi, "Bhekani ngiphuphe nelinye iphupho. Bhekani ke ilanga nenyanga nezinkanyezi eziyishumi nanye kwangikhothamela."
Then he dreamed another dream and told his brothers and said, "Behold, I have dreamt another dream. Behold, the sun, the moon, and 11 stars were bowing down before me."
Wabalandisa uyise nabafowabo, uyise wamsola wathi kuye, "Yiphupho lini leli oliphuphileyo na? Impela mina nonyoko nabafuweni siyakuzwa sikukhothamele emhlabathini na?" Abafowabo baba nomhawu ngaye, kepha uyise wawalonda lawo mazwi.
But when he told this to his father and to his brothers, his father rebuked him and said to him, "What is this dream that you've dreamt? Shall I and your mother and your brothers indeed come to bow ourselves to the ground before you?" And his brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the saying in mind.
Verse 23. Wathi Josepha esefike kubafowabo, bamkhumula ingubo yakhe, leyo ngubo enemkhono emide ayigqokile. Bamthatha bamphonsa emgodini, umgodi wawungenalutho kungekho manzi kuwo.
So, when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the robe of many colors that he wore, and they took him and threw him into a pit. The pit was empty, there was no water in it.
Bahlala phansi ukuba badle isingwa, baphakamisa amehlo abo, babona bheka kwafika ihele labakwa Ishmayeli livela kwaGiliyadi linamakamelo alo ethwele inhlaka nebalsam nemure likwewusela eGibhithe.
Then they sat down to eat, and looking up, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead, with their camels bearing gum, balm, and myrrh on their way to carry it down to Egypt. Let's end reading there.
Lana sibona umndeni ozalwa indoda eyodwa amadodana endoda eyodwa.
Here we see a family that were the children of one man.
Sibona lana uJosepha uNkulunkulu emvezela okuthize phakathi kwabafowabo.
And here we see God revealing something to this man about his brothers.
UNkulunkulu ukhulume noJosepha izinto ezinkulu ezikhombisayo ukuthi ngelinye ilanga uNkulunkulu uyomenza abe mkhulu kunabafowabo.
And God showed to this man that he's one day going to be a great man, and that his brothers will have to respect him.
Ngalokho abafowabo bamzonda kakhulu.
And for that, his brothers really hated him.
Kuningike okwenza uJosepha bamzonde abafowabo.
Now many things caused Joseph's brothers to hate him.
Lokhu bese kokunye nje okuthasiselayo ukuthi akahlezi kahle enhlizweni zabafowabo. Lokho bese kwenzeka bekugcizelela kwandisa inzondo yabo kubafowabo.
And when this happened, it was just another incident, because already they didn't like him, and he really became hated by them.
Bekuthi abafowabo mabehambile bephume nemhlambi beyolusa bese uyise ethumela uJosepha ukuthi ahambe ayobahlola abafowabo.
And then his brothers went out with the herds of animals, herding them far in the, away in the field, and then their father sent Joseph to them to go and see how his brothers are.
Kunezinto abafowabo abebezenza le ekwaluseni ezingezinhle ezingamukelekile.
And there were things that his brothers were doing there far away in the fields where they were herding that weren't good.
Manje uJosepha mayile kubafowabo ubebuya nalezi zinto azoyibikela uyise ukuthi ngifica abafowethu benza lokhu nalokhu.
And when Joseph went there, he brought back message about his what his brothers were doing, and he told his father, no, what they're doing is not good.
Okunye okwenze abafowabo bengamthandi uJosepha, ubethandwa kakhulu uyise uJosepha.
And another thing that caused Joseph's brothers not to like him was the fact that his father loved Joseph.
Ngani na ngoba uJosepha umthole esemdala kumkakhe uRahel, wamthola esemdala uJosepha, uJacob wamthola esemdala uJosepha.
Why did Jacob love him so much? Because Joseph was born when Jacob was already quite old. And he was born from Rahel.
Manje bekuyindodana yobuqhegu bakhe.
So he was the son of his age.
Manje ke ingakho esinye isizathu abemthanda uJosepha lendodana yakhe uJakobe.
That's why one of the reasons why Jacob loved this son of his.
Manje abafowabo konke lezi zinto esengizibalile zenza lomfana bangamthandi.
And all these things that I've mentioned caused his brothers not to like him.
Zenza lezi zinto bamkhiphele eceleni, bambeka eceleni uJosepha phakathi kwabo.
And this caused them to take Joseph and put him aside out of their midst.
Manje ke kuleli phuzu lokuthi njalo uma bengale bengasese bebodwa bebenza izinto ezingafanele, lokho ke bekukwenza bamzonde kakhulu.
And the fact that they did evil things when they were far away, this caused them to hate Joseph even more.
Ukuthi ke uJosepha lomfana obika izinto ngabo futhi usephupha lamaphupho, uNkulunkulu usembulela lamaphupho ukuthi ngelinye ilanga abafowabo bazokhothama kuyena, bamguqele, ngisho noyise nonina bamguqele, lokho ke kwabenza bamzonda kakhulu.
And the fact that he told on them when he came back from the fields where they were, and the fact that he dreamt those dreams that they are one day going to humble themselves before him, bow before him, even his father and mother, they are going to bow before him, it caused them to hate him terribly.
Lokhu kusitshelani thina esingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu esikwaziyo ukuthi masibona into engalungile noma yenziwa omunye sikwazi ukuthi siyidalule siyilethe esikhanyeni, kusho ukuthini kuthina na?
Now what does this tell us? We who are children of God, if we see other people doing wrong things, should we bring it to the light? What is it telling us?
Thina esizimisele ukuhamba ngokulunga, okuthi abanye mabenza izinto ezingalungile, thina sithi cha asizukwenza lokhu, sizozahlukanisa nalezi zinto ezenziwa yilaba bantu, okunalokho sizokudalula lokhu okuba bakwenzayo.
We were determined to live a holy life. We won't go along with those things. We will part from it and say, no, we don't do it. And not just separating ourselves from it, we are even going to bring those things to the light and tell people what happened.
Labo bantu abanjalo bazothwala kanzima futhi bathwala kanzima abantu abanjalo uma behlala nabantu abangalungile bona bezimisele ngokuhamba ekukhanyeni bengazimisele ngokwenza izinto zokungalungi labo bantu bayazondwa.
And those people who are determined to walk in the light, not go along with evil, they are not popular. Those people that bring things to the light, they are hated.
Labo bantu kuzoba namagama abazobizwa ngawo, babhuqwe amagama okujivazwa.
And those people are going to be called names, and they are going to be called dirty names.
Bazobizwa ngamagama okubhuqa namagama okuhlekisa ngabo. Namagama azokhulunywa ileli group lalabo bantu abenza ungalungi lichaza labo bantu abasekulungeni.
They are going to be given names that when you hear the name you'll know they've been busy mocking him, they're laughing him, and that is done by people that don't walk in the light.
Uma bekhona abantu laba hamba ekhanyeni phakathi kwethu bayazi lempilo. Bayithestile lempilo, bangafakazi ukuthi impela kunjalo. Thina esizimisela ngokuhamba ngokumesaba uNkulunkulu, siphila leyo mpilo.
And if there are people in our midst that are living such lives, they'll be able to testify and say, "We know what you're talking about. This is exactly what's happening to us."
Futhi uma ngabe simphilela uNkulunkulu ngempela, bekufanele kube njalo. Abantu abangamphileli bazosikhipha inyumbazana, bazokhuluma amagama kithi, bazosibhuqa, bazosiqamba amagama.
And that's how it should be. If we walk in the light, then the people that don't do it, they'll call us funny names, they will mock with us, they'll push us away.
Ngani na ngoba thina sihamba ekukhanyeni.
Why? Because we live in the light.
Intombi emphilelayo uJesu esikoleni.
A young girl was living for the Lord Jesus at school.
Izobhuqwa ibhuqwe ngisho nawo othisha bangamesaba uNkulunkulu.
She will be mocked even by the teachers if the teachers don't fear God.
Bazoyibiza ngongcwele, bayibize ngengilosi, bayibize ngoMaria, bayibize ngomkhokheli, bayibize ngawo wonke amagama ngoba ayihambi ngalempilo abaphila yona.
And they call her names like Mary, like the Holy One, and showing that she, mocking her, that she's living a holy life, because they know they don't live that life which she's living.
Uma intombi ofunda nazo esikoleni seyikhuluma ngemkhuba yazo eziyenzayo, sezikhuluma ngezinto ezizenzayo, ngisho nangobusuku obudlule, ngisho na zikhuluma ngobumnandi bempilo yasezweni, kutholakala ukuthi wena umntwana kaNkulunkulu awuhlanganyeli lapho, ngeke ube isilomo kubona.
And if the girls are speaking the next day about what happened yesterday and what they did and what they enjoyed, then you as a child of God won't go along with that. You won't be part of it and they won't like you for it.
Uma bekhuluma ngamaboyfriend nezinto abazenzayo namaphathi abahamba kuwona notshwala abaphuzayo mase semaphathini ngoba phela nentombi ziyaphuza.
If they speak about their boyfriends, about the parties where they went, and the alcohol that they drank, because even women these days become drunk. Ladies, they smoke and they use drugs. I don't speak about things that I do not know. I know what I'm talking about.
Ngelinye ilanga safika kwenye indawo samangala ukuthi kanti emhlabeni kunje, impilo yasemhlabeni inje.
One day we came to a place and we were amazed and said, "Is this the way that people in the world live today?"
Lapho sekushunyelwe zezintombi ezifundayo esikoleni zafika zazoyicha samangala ukuthi kanti impilo ephilwayo inje, kubolile kunjena emhlabeni na.
And when we preached, the young girls came And they started making their lives right. And they told us what they were doing. And we said, is that how people are living today? Is that how rotten society has become?
Asikhulumi ngezono zabantu.
I don't speak about people.
Kodwa lento esishoyo ikhona. Intombi zanamhlanje zisezonweni ezinzima ebekwazi ukuthi izono ezenziwa abafana. Kodwa namhlanje uthola lonke uhlobo lwesono emantombazaneni.
We don't speak about people's sins, but that which we heard there, we realize that the girls these days, they do terrible things. Things that boys would normally have done. That's what the girls do these days.
Namhlanje abafana bayakhala bathi hawu bafundisi. Sihluphekile. Nithi asiyiphathe kahle. Sihambe ngobungcwele. Sihlukane namantombazana. Kodwa amantombazana iwona afika kithi asitshele plain ukuthi ngiyakuthanda. Iwona asitshelayo.
These days the boys are complaining. They say, pastors, you're teaching us to live a holy life, to part from girls. But these days, the girls, they come to us and they tell us, oh, I love you.
But sihluphekile, bo baba, sihluphekile, sizokwenza njani.
And then even the men say, what will we do? We are troubled because of this.
Kodwa akusiyonke into yanamhlanje. Nakho kubhaliwe umka Potifaru. Ubemphuthuma uJosepha ethi lala nami. Akusiyonke into yanamhlanje, into endala uma umuntu engamazi uNkulunkulu usezinkingeni ezinkulu angenza noma yini.
But this is not just for today. Here we read about Potiphar's wife, and she longed to sleep with Joseph. And if you're not a child of God, you're in dire trouble.
Kule umnyaka emdala ngisho inkosi uJesu ingakafiki kodwa uhlobo lwalezo zono belukhona ukuthi umuntu wesifazana akwazi ukuthi ashale nje umuntu wesilisa ngezindaba ezifana nalezo.
It's an old thing. Before the Lord Jesus came to the world, there it was. A woman could come to a boy and then lend eyes to him, and that's how it was.
Gitsheleke wena ntombazane uzimisele ukuthi uphile impilo emsulwa kulabo bantu abanjalo abaphila impilo yokungcola abakhuluma emlonyeni yabo okuphuma izinto ezingasile ngaso sonke isikhathi. Wena ungumntwana kaNkuluNkulu ufisa ukuthi umphilele uNkuluNkulu, ucabanga ukuthi uzophila impilo enjani kulabo bantu?
Now tell me, young girl, if you meet up with people that speak evil things, what kind of a life are you going to live?
Kodwa bomphilele uNkulunkulu kungathi noma usondela bethi ay asingakhulumi kanjena ngoba khona usibanibani. Usibanibani akayithandi leyo nto. Bakwazi ukuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu bakuhloniphe ngoba umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
And if they're talking about the evil things and you come to them, they say, hey, let's keep quiet now. She doesn't like this. She is a child of God, and they respect you for it.
Kodwa ngawolunye uhlangothi uzohlupheka, uzozondwa, uzophathwa kabi, uzoba umuntu engathi mubi kulabo bantu abanjalo.
But on the other side, you're also going to suffer. They're going to treat you terribly. They're going to hate you, and they want to say, no, we don't want nothing to do with them.
Okumangalisayo ke kulomndeni kaJakobe.
And amazing about Jacob's family,
indoda ebimesaba uNkulunkulu,
a man who feared God.
Nampa abafowabo umndeni owodwa.
They are the brothers from one family.
Nampa abafowabo abadala uJakobe bekuye uJoseph bekuyena omncane kulomndeni ubetholakale kamuva.
And they are the older brothers. Joseph was the youngest brother. The others came later.
Kuhleziwe kulomndeni kanti banenzondo banegqubu ngalomfana bayamzonda.
They living together in a family, but here in their hearts is hatred. They don't want this man.
Abamthandi lomfana.
They don't like this boy.
Yini bangamthandi na?
Why don't they like him?
Ngoba uphila impilo eqondile.
Because he lives an upright life.
Imsebenzi yobumnyama uyayidalula.
He reveals the deeds of darkness.
Izwi lenkosi lithi singahlali nemsebenzi yobumnyama kunalokho siyidalule siveze obala.
And the word of God teaches us, don't go along with the deeds of darkness. Rather, reveal it, bring it to the light.
Nazi lezi insizwa bahleziwe ekhaya kube ngathi kuhle, kube ngathi kuyahlekwa phambi kababa wabo.
And here are these boys before their father. They laugh together and they're friendly with him, but in their hearts they were despising him. It's a brother and a brother. They were from one family, but the one brother hates the other brother. Now, what is your heart like tonight? Is there no one whom you hate? Perhaps a person close to you and you're friendly to him, but here inside you despise him.
Uyazenzisa kube ngathi uyamhlekisa kanti enhlizweni yakho akahlezi kahle uyamzonda.
You are actually a hypocrite. You are laughing with him, but here inside you it's hatred.
Mhlambe lo dadewenu ombona impilo yakhe ukuthi iqondile uhamba kahle phambi kaNkulunkulu uyahlonishwa ngisho othisha bayamhlonipha nasesikoleni la ufunda khona.
Perhaps it's a sister, a daughter, one at school. You see, she lives an upright life, she lives a straight life. People honor her for that, and many people love her for that. Maybe a boy, he lives a straight and upright life, and the people honor them. But what do you feel about him?
Mhlambe uthisha wakho okufundisayo, lo thisha uyamsaba uNkulunkulu, ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu, konke akukhulumayo ukhuluma into eqondile, uyazama ukuthi anisize, anifake endleleni. Kodwa niyamzonda. Kukhona ama group akhuluma ngaye ukuthi hey masingamthola uma singenza okubi kulo thisha kungaba kuhle ngani ngoba impilo yakhe iqondile.
Perhaps it's your teacher. Maybe he's a Christian. He wants to help you. He's always friendly with you. But there's a group that say if we can only get him alone, we're going to do something to him.
Awinzondo bakwethu enhlizweni zabantu.
Friends, that is hatred in people's hearts. As you sit it here, is there no hatred in your heart? Is there no one whom you despise? Is there something answering here inside and you say, oh, so and so, I actually hate that person.
Uyakudlula wenza nawe uthi uyazama uNkulunkulu umphile ukuhlakanipha mhlambe ngezinto eziningi uyamzonda usibanibani.
Perhaps he's very intelligent. Maybe he's doing better than you at school. Whatever he does, but there's a hatred in your heart for him.
Namhlanje uma kunenzondo enhlizweni yakho kukhona umuntu omzondayo, hlala phansi bayiphuma lenkonzo uyilungise indaba yakho. Lo muntu omzondayo uyilungisa indaba ungaphumi naleyo zondo enhlizweni yakho.
Tonight, if there's hatred in your heart, stay behind. Make that thing right. Never go out of that door with hatred still in your heart.
Mhlambe khona nokubi osokwakwenza ukwenzela umuntu othize ngoba engahlezi kahle enhlizweni yakho, uyamzonda ukhuluma kabi ngaye.
Maybe you treated somebody badly. Why? Because you didn't like him. There was hatred in your heart.
Ngoba bebemzonda uJosepha uyeza uthunywe uyise ukuba azobahlola abafowabo. Cishe bakhuluma ukuthi nansi induna yethu sebekiwe uyinduna ubaba umbekile usezosibona. Nanga umphupho wamaphupho basho wonke amazwi bekhuluma bembona eza lapha yana uJosepha.
And there's Joseph. His father sent him to his brothers. And there they see him coming and they say, oh, there's the dreamer of the dreams. Oh, there's the one who's going to be our boss. Oh, there's he. And they speak evil about him while he's coming.
Umfana wabagcina belusela eShekhem, kanti besukile sebesedothane. Wahamba umfana ezulazula ebafune buza bapha abafowabo ngoba ethunyiwe enombiko awuthunyiwe uyise waze wabathola ukuthi balaphi waya kubona.
And this boy, they were herding in another place,
Shechem.
In Shechem, yeah. They were herding in Shechem. And they weren't there when he got there. So he started searching for them. And he found them in Gozem. And then he came to them after troubling himself to find them.
Uma bembona sebeyahlela bathi nansi inyanga yamaphupho asimbulaleni.
And when he got to them, they spoke together and they said, here is the witch doctor that dreams dreams. Let's kill him. Can you see the hatred in people's hearts? This is their brother. Maybe he's a Christian. Because this family was a believing family, born from a father who feared God.
Indoda yahlangana noNkulunkulu ngelinye ilanga yambona uNkulunkulu ehla enyuka yabona ingilosi zenyuka zehla eladini ilele lapha endaweni yaseBethel.
This man, their father, he was lying on with his head on a stone there at Bethel, and in a dream he saw a ladder going up to heaven and angels coming up and down. That was the kind of man he was. A man who knew God, who spoke to God and God spoke to him. And the house where he lived, most probably a place where they
prayed.
But what are the hearts of those children that grow out in this house of prayer? What were their hearts like? Perhaps you also grow up in a house where they pray. At home they know God. But look at the life you're living today. But you don't hear when they speak to you. When they try to correct you, you don't listen. Even God, if He speaks to you, you don't care.
And
in your heart, there are all dirty animals like frogs and snakes and things. And there are snakes and there are other dirty animals. If we could only show the picture of the heart, that you can see what a man's like heart is like. But at home, they pray and they fear God. But what kind of a life do you live? A heart ready to kill.
At
that school, they started, and if you come from that school, you must repent from doing that. They started burning that school, and when the school, the flames were high, and they
burned the school.
They burned the school, yeah.
But as food in this school, basishisa basifakumlilo, kwaqhamuka amalanga abisikole sasha.
And they said, we don't want the school. And the flames were just all over. What is that heart like? Does that heart fear God? What is inside that heart if you can do such things? What is it like in the schools today? The children kill each other. They steal their father's guns at home and they start killing other learners. And the learners shoot the teachers. Forgive me if I speak the truth. We've sat down here and we want God to speak the truth to us. What is the life do they live in the schools these days where they have do terrible things in the classrooms, immoral things?
Go to Joseph.
But Joseph wasn't like that. He feared God. And listened to his parents. He obeyed that which they taught him at home. And when he came to his own people, they said, let's kill him. Just think of the hearts of those people who say, let's kill him. And then they took that coat of his, they tore it, and they put blood on it, and they say he was killed by a wild animal. But the truth is, if God wants to do something to a person or with a person, you won't change that. If God had given those dreams to Joseph, you can do whatever you like. You won't be able to change God's minds. It will happen. Just think of the gospel. How many years they've tried to stop the gospel. It started with Nero. The communist said, the gospel, the Bible is going to come to an end. We're going to destroy it. But see how far they've gone with it.
Unero ngenzondo yakhe ezonda makholwa wazama ukuthi amakholwa awabhece nje ngoba bekukhulunywa kuJosepha ukuthi inyanga yamaphupho bemusho ngawo wonke amagama. Befuna ukuthi abe mubi emhlabeni bambheke abe mnyama wazama ukuthi ashise umuzi wase Rome wazama ukuthi awufake umlilo kanti abesethi hayi amakholwa abeshisa lo muzi.
And Nero, he wanted to paint the Christians black, give them a bad name, so he started burning Rome. And when Rome was burning, he said, it's the Christians who did it. It's the Christians who did it. And then the Christians were persecuted. If you're a child of God and you're determined to follow God, you are going to suffer in this world. They're going to speak evil about you. They will laugh at you. And they speak lies about you. But if God is with you, they won't be able to do anything to you. And when they see him, they said, let's kill him. And then Reuben said, no, let's don't kill him ourselves. He's bone of our bones and flesh of our flesh. Let's just put him there in a hole.
Uma sebemthathile bayikhumula ingubo yakhe.
And when they've taken off his clothes,
ngoba phela uyise wamenzela ingubo enhle, wambathisa ingubo enhle lomfana amthandayo.
Because his father had made him a beautiful robe, because his father loved him.
Bayithatha le ngubo bamkhumula.
And they took this robe, they took it off.
Bayithatha le ngubo bayigcwilisa egazini, bathi hawu nasi ingubo udliwe isilwane, bathi soya kubaba.
And they drenched it in blood, and they said, "We'll take this robe to his father and tell him it must have been a wild animal that killed him."
You see,
child of God, they're going to take off your robe, because a Christian is wearing a robe that his heavenly father gave him. There's a robe of glory which you see in the children of God.
The
child of God is never alone, and he's wearing this robe, the whole robe of glory which God has given him.
But what will
the people that are filled with hatred do to you? They'll take this robe off. How will they take it off?
How
will they do it? They speak about you. They tell lies about you. They mock you. And that robe of glory which God has put onto you, they'll take it off and leave you naked.
Don't
be afraid of this. They are going to do it. They're going to take your robe off, and even about the work of God, they're going to make it naked before the world and mock it. People with dirty hands, they're going to take that cloak off. Why? God was speaking to him, and they don't want that dream to become
true.
There are people today busy speaking about children of God. They're taking their clothes off. They make them naked in the eyes of the world, and they despise them, make them despicable before the world. They want their nakedness to be seen by the world. They try and take everything off. And they don't end there. They take you, put you in a hole. And then his brothers took Joseph and put him in a deep hole. It was almost like burying him alive.
But
nobody will ever see him again. And Joseph disappeared from the eyes of the world. And he was invisible. You couldn't see him there in the hole. But there's something I love about the word of God. The word of God tells us that hole in which they put him, there was no water in it. It was a dry hole. And God, through his Holy Spirit, made sure that there was no water in that hole where they put him in.
And there was no dangerous animal in that hole. It could be that there could have been snakes, dangerous animals in that hole. Don't be afraid if they throw you in the
hole.
Don't be afraid if the world can't see you, that they wiped you away, that nobody sees you. I speak to you, child of God, who is suffering. And you say, they hate me because of my Jesus. And what they speak about me is like putting me in a hole that nobody will see me. Don't be afraid. There are some people God will use, will take you out of the world, that hole, and you will be lifted up high. They went into that hole prepared by God. And that person in whose heart God had put a dream, he will go in
there.
And that man which they put in the hole, there was something God wanted him to do.
And
God says, I, even though they want to throw him in a hole, I'll make sure that he'll be safe and sound there in the hole.
Na kuse kamuga.
And then the Ishmaelites came. Enemies of the children of God. And God can even use an enemy of yours. We know Ishmael was a son of Abraham. And we know how Hagar's son went away from Abraham. And there was no good feelings between Ishmael and Isaac. And to whom did they sell Joseph?
The Ishmaelites.
And what did the Ishmaelites have? They had
balsam.
Mer
and Bana lezizinto
And each of those things that they had a meaning.
Inhlaka yenza ukuthi ukubona kungabikho.
And
basebenzisa yona uma benza ukuthi idumu ngaleso sikhathi zingaboli babesebenzisa inhlaka enkosini uJesu basebenzisa inhlaka
and balsam prevents not balsam
not inhlaka
inhlaka it prevents rotting. Even they used it for the Lord Jesus.
Ibalsam kuthiwa lo muthi umuthi ophambili wokulapha izilonda owawusebenziswa leso sikhathi uma unenxeba noma unobhlungu bekusetshenziswa ibalsam.
And balsam was something that had healing properties. If you had a sore or something, they would put it on you and you would heal very quickly. And myrrh was a beautiful, nice smelling perfume.
Batata uJoseph bahamba naye baphethe lamakha bawanyusela khona eGibhithe.
And they took Joseph, and together with all these spices, they took him to Egypt.
kube ngathi baletha lesi spice esihle esizofika eGibhithe siqede ukubola kube nephungela imnandi eGibhithe kugcobeke amanxeba aseGibhithe kube ngathi babefika nalo Josepha bafika nalezi zinto balethele izinto eGibhithe.
And they brought these precious things, these together with Joseph to Egypt, and they're going to stop all the evil there with these medicines.
Nangempela uJoseph esefikile nakhona eGibhithe waqala emgodini waqala phansi waboshwa waba isiboshwa eGibhithe nizwile indaba ichaze ukuthi umka Potifaru wenza kanjani wazi wagcina seboshiwe egwetshiwe njengomuntu owenzo kubi.
And when he got into Egypt, what happened? He was again caught and put into jail, made as if he was a terrible person.
Waboshwa ngiyengiboneke mawusenkantolo mangabe usugwetshiwe ukuthi uyagwetshwa ushona phansi emgodini kuthi idanjini ushone phansi wehliselwe phansi.
And when he was caught, he was put into the jail, and the jail had a dungeon, and that's where they kept him.
Washona futhi nakhona wahlala ejele iminyaka ejele.
And he stayed for years there in the jail.
UNkulunkulu nalapho langacisha iphupho likaJosepha eliphuphile. UNkulunkulu waba naye.
But all the years God was with him, that dream which he had still remained valid.
Kukhona indaba emnandi eshiwoyo ngoJosepha.
There's a wonderful story told about Joseph.
Kuthiwa uNkulunkulu waye naye uJosepha.
And it said that God was with Joseph.
Kuzo zonke lezi zinto ayehlangana nazo uNkulunkulu waye naye.
And everything he met up with, God was with him.
Akumnandi lokho abantu abasha ukuthi ube umuntu omusha. UNkulunkulu abe nawe kukho konke okwenzayo. UNkulunkulu abe nawe.
Isn't it wonderful, young people, that when everything that you do, everything that happens to you, God is together with you.
Akumnandi ukuthi noma uhlangana nenhlupheko, uhlangana nelingo, kodwa ungasuki endaweni kaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu abe nawe.
Isn't it wonderful? You might meet up with temptations, with trouble, with suffering, but God is with you. UNkulunkulu, that's what we want.
UNkulunkulu wamsiza uJoseph.
And God helped Joseph.
UNkulunkulu wamvikela uJoseph.
And God protected Joseph.
Noma ephoswe emgodini, uNkulunkulu wamfaka emgodini owomile ongenamazi.
Even though they threw him in a hole, God put him in a hole that was safe, that was dry.
Noma eqanjelwa amanga umka Potifaru, akanganqunywa kwathiwa nqumani lomHebheru uzoganga la eGibhithe. UNkulunkulu wamvikela wamgcina.
And even when Potiphar's wife wanted to have him killed and say, "He's a naughty man, kill him," God kept him.
Embiza ngomHebheru lisilethele umHebheru ukuba azosihlupa.
And she said, "You brought us a Hebrew man here who's troubling us."
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wamgcina. Kwangashiyo ukuthi mbulaleni lomfana womHebheru.
But God kept him. And it wasn't done what she said to kill this Hebrew boy.
Kanti uNkulunkulu ekugcineni sengiye ngasekuphetheni wamkhipha uJosepha ejele.
But in the end, and we come to an end now, to close now, God took him out of the jail.
Laba bafowabo abebemzonda befuna ukumbulala bemenzela konke okubi.
And those brothers of his who hated him, who wanted to kill him,
lafezeka iphupho uJakobe uJoseph aliphupha.
That dream became true which Joseph had dreamt.
Ngelinye ilanga lapho sebefika ngithe kube ngathi mabenyusa uJoseph abenyusa babenyusa makha benyusa ibalsamu elizolapha iGibhithe. Kuhambe kahle iGibhithe lihlonishwe kube kunuke kamnandi eGibhithe iGibhithe liphilisa abantu lilaphe yilondo ezazikhona ngaleso sikhathi somhlaba.
And I said to you that they took their gum and balsam and myrrh and to prepare Egypt and make it in a it to be a good place, and the whole world will be helped there.
Umhlaba wonke ngenxa kaJosepha weze eGibhithe. UJosepha waba njengenkosi, waba nesikhundla esiphakeme.
And the whole world came to Egypt because of Joseph, and Joseph had a high position in Egypt. There was a lot of food there in Egypt. Enough food to feed the whole world of that time. And people came from all over to buy in Egypt. And even his brothers who wanted to kill him because of his dreams, they came. And when they got there, they saw this king sitting on a throne. What did they do? They bowed before him. And they praised him. In the Zulu way, Ndabezitha, Bayete.
Kanti, babembulalela uJoseph ukuthi wathi uNkulunkulu umvezele ukuthi ngeli waba nephupho lokuthi abafowabo bazomkhothamela.
And they wanted to kill him because of that dream when he said, your brothers, they are going to bow before you.
Ngenqamula indaba endibefishane ekugcineni kwafika uyise nonina bazomkhothamela uJosepha eyinkosi yaseGibhithe.
And I make a long story short. In the end, even Joseph's father and mother came and bowed before him.
Ekugcineni lapho indaba iphetha khona abafowabo babona ukuthi senza okubi kuJosepha.
And in the end, when we come to the end of the story, his brothers saw, we did evil with Joseph.
Lapisi phethe indaba esahlukweni sika 50 kunendaba emnandi ebengathi ngingafisa ukuthi thina sonke siphumelana sina le ndaba.
And then in chapter 50, it was wonderful. All of us, if we could go out with this story.
Lapho sebebona ukuthi ubaba wabufile, bathi hey lo muntu uzosibulala.
And when they saw that their father had passed away, he's dead, they said to themselves, hey, Joseph, this man is going to kill us. They went to him and they said, my brother, our brother, please forgive us for what we've done to you. We can see that what we did was wrong. Please forgive us. And what did Joseph say? He said, yes, brothers, you did what you did. But it was all part of the plan of God. So that you and your families can be saved. Young people, we've sinned much before the Lord. We've mentioned many things, bad things that happened. We hated. We behaved immorally. We spoke badly. We scandaled about people. We did many bad things before the Lord.
And we spoke
bad about people. We shouldn't have done it. Wouldn't we do the same what Joseph's brothers did and said, in the end, my brother, our brother, forgive us.
Won't
we come before the Lord tonight and say, Lord, please forgive us for the life that we've lived?
Impilo kaJosepha ingikhumbuza impilo yenkosi uJesu.
And the life of Joseph reminds me of the life of our Lord Jesus.
Inkosi uJesu abakubo bayithatha, bayikhiphela ngaphandle, bayibethela.
The Lord Jesus, his people took him out of the city and crucified him.
bambulala bamkhiphela ngaphandle bathi asikudingi.
They killed him. They took him out and say, "We don't want you."
UJoseph bamthatha bathi simdayisa sihlukane naye asimdingi phakathi komndeni.
And Joseph, they sold him. They say, "We don't need you."
Kodwa ithini inkosi uJesu?
But what did the Lord Jesus say?
Ithi baba bathethele.
He said, "Father, forgive them."
Bathethelela abakwazi abakwenzayo.
Forgive them, Lord, because they don't know what they're doing.
UJoseph wenze njani na?
And what did Joseph do?
Bekwenzile konke lokho kubi kuye.
After they've done all this evil to him,
uthi bafowethu, ngiyanithethelela.
He said, "My brothers, I forgive you."
Bantabasha,
young people,
ikhona intethelelo namhlanje.
There is forgiveness today.
Sesikwenzile konke okubi.
We've done all this evil.
Okunye kwakho sikubalanga sinaso isikhathi
sokuba. We didn't mention all the evils. There's not time.
Kodwa uyakwazi wena ohlezi kukho okungalungile ongekuhle phambi kwaNkulunkulu.
But you did what? Know what evil you've done in the eyes of God.
Uyakwazi ukwedelela kwakho, uyakwazi ukungahloniphi kwakho.
You know how cheeky you were. How you had no respect.
Uyakwazi ukungahloniphi uNkulunkulu kwakho.
You know that you didn't honor God.
Namanje uyakhuluma uNkulunkulu, kungenzeka kuba khona abadlalayo abakhulumayo la.
Even now, at this moment, while God is speaking to you, there are people and we're seeing them. God is speaking. He wants to win your heart. But you've closed your heart. You don't care what God says. I don't even speak about your father. He's nothing. I don't speak about your teacher because you don't even respect him. But I'm speaking about God, the creator of heaven and earth. Who could help Joseph? And even though they hated him, he kept him. And he even protected him from sin when the devil wanted to grab hold of him. And in all those things that happened, and the way he behaved, young people, perhaps, young girl, you're not a respected lady. The people look at you and say, "Yes, you're a girl, but you're everybody's girl."
God namhlanje.
But tonight,
umungeza uNkulunkulu.
If you can come to God,
intethelelo ikhona.
There is forgiveness.
Now insizwa.
And you, young man,
mhlawumbe izinto ozenzile.
Maybe you did many bad things.
Yobusha umncane ungaka.
Even in your youth, you're still young.
Mhlawumbe iziningi izinto osuzenzile.
Maybe you've done many things already.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu ufuna ukukuthethelela namhlanje.
But God wants to forgive you tonight.
Ubungeza ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngithethelele, ngikonile.
If you can come to him and say, "Oh Lord, I've sinned. I didn't walk well in your eyes." You can go out of here a changed person. You can go home a different person. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, it's your word that spoke to us tonight. Help us, Lord, that we won't despise it, but that we'll put it in our hearts. And that you will be able to use us and change us. And make us a new creation. And that we'll be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. That's our prayer for this meeting, Lord. And that your name will be glorified because of it. Amen.